driving into the sun on my way to Fota Island Golf Club. Welcome to another edition of Diary of a Mediocre Golfer. And certainly there's nothing mediocre about the sun streaming into my face at 8:52 as I drive east due on the tee at 9:10. I'm back to my old tricks of arriving late. But I have been distracted this morning, and golf, as you know, doesn't take place in a vacuum. And I was playing poker last night, and that's another whole story. But this morning's golf takes place in the context of a very rich meal, rich in food, rich in conversation, but not all that much sleep. And I'm feeling a bit groggy, and I certainly haven't had time to read Dave Stockton's Unconscious Putting, the great book that I have got my hands on and that I am only itching to start to read. So even though I'd like to regard today as the first day during which I implement Dave Stockton's techniques and follow in the footsteps of Rory McIlroy and Annika Sorensen and other people who have had, after time with Dave Stockton, have had tournament victories. So even though I'd like to imagine myself as striding onto the first tee to record my first tournament victory after reading Unconscious Putting, or having a virtual session with Dave Stockton, it ain't going to be like that, folks. It ain't. This is a pretty tough foal. One, I have already put my trousers on, and I've already got my shoes on, my golf shoes on, but I haven't tied the shoelaces. As for where I left my swing, I probably left it at home. But, you know, just as golf doesn't take place in a vacuum, I've just been wondering what conversation will be like this morning. I'm playing with three people, I don't know who they are, and I sort of wonder, what will our conversation be like? You know, golf isn't just a game of swinging sticks and hitting balls into holes. It's golf is a conversation. And now it's a conversation that takes place between the golfer and herself or himself, you know, as they face into every shot and every situation, every lie and every hope, every memory. So golf is that kind of conversation. But on another level, as you know, you walk around the golf course with three people. What do you talk about? So I just like to ask you to think about and notice, what is the quality of the conversation on the golf course actually like? Is it engaging? Does it make the experience? Does it elevate it from the level of it's just about walking around and hitting the ball to something more profound? Does it build rapport with the playing partners? Does it give you a feeling of that you've had an education while you've been playing a sport? I mean, I know that, for example, if I'm talking to somebody who I don't know and I find out, you know, what they do for a living and what kind of the last book they read was, or the last TV show they enjoyed, or if they've got a good recommendation for a fish restaurant, any of these things, doesn't matter what golf book they read even, that greatly enriches the experience and makes me come off the 18 green, perhaps even though my golf has been crap, you know, it makes me glad that I've been out walking with that person. So I just like to know, I'm very curious to know, are there cultural differences between societies in terms of what kind of conversation go on between the golfers as they're walking around? Are there societies in which the golf is kind of incidental? I've been told that it's like that in South Africa, that they mainly go out to talk and they play golf at the same time. Or is it basically they go out to play golf and the talk is very incidental and of no real significant consequence because talking isn't needed? You know, is chat on the golf course a distraction from play? Is the real conversation the internal conversation, the internal dialogue? Okay, look, I share these questions as I drive into Fota Island Golf Club on a brilliant day. It's 8.5 degrees on my car registering system of the temperature. It is sunny. It's got a lot of, what would you call it? Not early morning fog, early morning mist that is being burned off. So, you know, if this was summer, we'd be heading into a scorcher. The beach hedge on the way into Fota is still brown. Not a shred of green in there yet. I just love beach hedges. And the flag, I see the US flag flying outside. The Irish flag seems to be very still, but the US flag is blowing in the wind. I wonder how they managed to do that here. And that's the hotel that I'm passing now, the resort hotel. So this is it, folks. It's another battle with... golf is not a battle. Come on, Paul. Golf is a lovely walk, unspoiled.